Fire's deeds, fire's deeds, fire's deeds, fire's deeds. Oh Allah, bless us with fire's deeds.
Bless us with fire's deeds.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We have a very pious action which we're going to talk about. And this action is actually an action which is completion of faith. This great action is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our topic today is love for the final prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So love for the final prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our tawfiq. Inshallah as well, you'll find when we will have a love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will bring a person to a great level of piety, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, let's start by listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. The final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azawajal to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, although reciting salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just 3 times in the day or 3 times at night, it's not a big figure, but the condition is that we should be showing devotion and affection towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This, if the one person can read Durood-e-Pak, one person can read salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he's reading it, but his concentration, his level of devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not there, his affection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not there. On the other hand, the person, he's reading salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he's devoted towards that. He's devoted towards the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That devotion, inshallah, maybe even that number is small, but because it was done with devotion, it was done with love, it was done with affection, you will find that that action will be a means of acceptance as well. So loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and having this devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then reading peace and blessings, then reading durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be a means of great acceptance and forgiveness, as is mentioned that it is upon the mercy of Allah azawajal to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, what is love for the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can we have this true love for the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true devotion for the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Abdullah bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that we were sitting in the company of the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was holding the hand of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with his own hand. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, O Prophet of Allah, O Prophet of Rahmah, you are dear to me than everything except my own life. The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, No Umar, by him in whose hand is my soul is, you will not have complete love until I am dear to you than even your own life. Then Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala humbly said, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I swear by Allah, you are dear to me than my own self. And listening to this, the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, now your love is completed. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, try to understand how great is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how important is loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it needs to be more dear than our own lives. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, none of you can be a true believer, a mu'min, until I am dear to him than his parents, his children, and all the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Para 10, in the 24th verse of Surah At-Tawbah, say, O beloved, if your father and your your sons and your brothers and your wives and your family and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear loss and the houses of your liking, all these are dear to you, then Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul and fighting in His way, then wait until Allah Azza wa Jal brings about His command, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not guide the sinful ones. Alama Qadi Iyad Maliki Rahmatullah Alayhi has said, this ayat pursues us to the devotion of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam is necessary and obligatory. My dear viewers of Manisha, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a must of our lives. The love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be in our hearts more than we loving our children, our parents, our brothers, our wives, our family, our wealth, our trade, our houses. All these things, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needs to be more. It needs to be more than even loving our oneself, loving his own life. The love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be more dear than our own lives. This is when we will able to complete our faith. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he bought all his wealth, everything he possessed, even to the extent that he left nothing in his household when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him, Oh Abu Bakr, what have you bought and what have you left for your family? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala replied, I have left Allah and His Rasul. Subhanallah. This was the devotion of love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, how he devoted everything. In the same way, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he invited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his house. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming to the house of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he's walking behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's counting the footsteps of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, O Usman, why are you counting my footsteps? Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala says, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. I would like to free one slave out of reverence and veneration for each step you take. Thus, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala freed as many slaves as the number of the footsteps of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took to his house. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, he's upon a tree. When he sees the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam come, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam, he jumps up from the tree and he presents himself into the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram alayhi murduan, when they would see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would be lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they would be away from his company, they would feel this, that they are not in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A number of Sahaba ikram alayhi murduan, they would shower their lives for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karamallahu wajhal kareem, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving the lands of Makkatul Mukarrama doing hijratul Madinatul Munawwara, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala took the place of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing that there could be a danger that the disbelievers wanted to take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala stayed in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this state of putting his own life in danger. And we know that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram, each and every companion had such unique love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba ikram, the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had unique love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different ways. Some would not leave the blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara. Others would not enter it out of love and reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were saying Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he didn't want to leave Madinatul Munawwara. He spent all his life in the blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara, and he only done the one fard hajj, and after this he remained in Madinatul Munawwara till he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he could not even step out of the land of Madinatul Munawwara. That's why his love for Madinatul Munawwara, and he wouldn't ride upon a ride in Madinatul Munawwara. He would go near to the walls of the houses in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, so he doesn't step on them places where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have stepped. Subhanallah. When the great Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, when it would come time for him to read out the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, in the great Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he would perform ghusl, he would have a bath, and he would have a great sitting, a place where he would sit. He would wear excellent dresses, and he would apply fragrance, and then he would say humbly the blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the stage of the awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would love everything which was connected with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is mentioned the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi. His love for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such, the respect for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he could not bear anyone saying anything disrespectful in regards to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is mentioned once he was invited to someone's house where cucumbers were placed. Ala Hazrat, the Mujaddid of the 14th century, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, when he picked up the first cucumber to eat it, he found that there was a bit of bitterness in it. He asked the people that no one will eat the cucumbers. He asked for all the cucumbers and he ate them all himself. When the people asked Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, because he was someone who would eat little, they said, Huzur, we saw you that today you did something very strange, that you ate all the cucumbers. Why was this? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, he said that when I ate the first cucumber, it had a bit of bitterness in it. I didn't want anyone else to say, eat it, and say that it was bitter. I could not bear this regarding the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is why I ate all the cucumbers. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, he not just had love for the sunnah, he had also love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Though the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything which was connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had great love. The Sahaba ikram had adab and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we will gain the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be able to bring true piety in our lives. The Sahaba, and the way to gain this love is through loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, he who loves my sunnah loves me, and he who loves me will be in paradise with me. My dear viewers of Money Channel, and amongst the pious deeds is the deeds of acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we don't consider the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being something great. We only consider it as just a sunnah. But the Sahaba ikram, they would not leave any action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do in their life, they didn't know why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, yet they will continue to do that action. Is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, once he got to a place, he ordered for water to be bought. He performed wudu and he smiled. And he said to the people, do you know why I smiled? He said, once the Holy Prophet ﷺ came at this very, very same spot and he smiled. He performed wudu and he smiled. He asked the companions, do you know why I smiled? And then he told the companions that when a person performs wudu, when he washes his hands, the sins of his hands are washed away. When he washes his face, the sins of his face are washed away. When he wipes his head, the sins of his head are wiped away. When he washes his feet, the sins of his feet are washed away. So you know, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he did this action. He told the companions exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He didn't know why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, but he followed that action. This was how the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would follow each and every sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating pumpkin from this the side of the plate. From that day, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he has great love for pumpkin. Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I would not kiss the black stone if I did not see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kiss the black stone. This was the love of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Each and every companion had great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would be ready to sacrifice their lives for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would be ready to give up their entire wealth for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, if we want to be amongst those who are with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah, who are amongst the true lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then start to learn about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, it teaches us the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teaches us the way to act upon this sunnah. If you want to get into this habit, make it a routine of yours to attend the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami every Thursdays and travel with the Madani kafilas of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every month for 3 days, inshallah we'll be able to learn the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to act upon it and to follow his sunnah. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the ability ability to have true love for the Prophet ﷺ and to follow his footsteps. Ameen bijahin nabil, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds.